Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. You can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and check out our How to Do Everything podcast this week, how to fix that iPhone you just dropped in the toilet. You know who you are. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Marissa from Asheville, North Carolina.
Hey, Asheville, a great place, one of my favorite cities.
Oh, I love it too. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. And what do you do there?
I am a marriage and family therapist.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
So I work mostly with children and families doing family counseling.
Do you ever like snap in the middle of a session with a client and go, what the hell is wrong with you? That's just
there
nuts.
There was a time, let me tell you this, there was a time I actually went to grad school at NIU, and there was a time where I was sitting in session with a client and they were telling me a problem. And I'm sitting here thinking, oh my God, this person needs a therapist. And then I go, oh my God, that's me.
Yes. And you knew they were in good hands, too, so...
Hey, I was in training. I can say that was probably a normal thought to have as a new therapist.
I can imagine. Well, Marissa, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to perform for you 3 news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and 2 of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to play?
Yes, I'm excited.
Here,
and I have to tell you, yes. I'm 36 weeks pregnant, and my baby is so excited it's kicking.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So when do you do?
When am I due? On Earth Day, April 22nd.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. So you're almost there? Is this your first?
Yes, I'm almost there. It is.
Oh, wow. That's very exciting.
It is so exciting and a little nerve-wracking. But, yes, so the baby is kicking away right now. So if I don't get any of the answers right, it's the baby's fault.
Okay.
Tell the baby to wait, wait, don't kick me.
Exactly.
Here is your first limerick.
Okay.
When Olympians visit the Queenie... We can't have on things that are teeny. Decorum off screams at beach volleyball teams. So this time we'll lose the...
Queenie, teeny, Can you do that one again, Carl?
Yeah. Sure. When Olympians visit the Queenie, we can't have on things that are teeny. Decorum off screams at beach volleyball teams. So this time, we'll lose the...
Bikini?
Yes. Due to concerns... Due to concerns from countries more modest than we are, the London Olympic Games announced that female beach volleyball athletes will not be required to wear the familiar bikinis, but instead can wear gym shorts and T-shirts in competition. And with that, every man on Earth stopped pretending to care about beach volleyball. Here is your next limerick.
Want a taco? I'll pick up the phone. Through the window, it soon will be flown. Our new wartime tech keeps my hunger in check. It's delivered by small, unmanned...
I want to say phone, but...
No. It's a high-tech thing. It's unmanned. It flies.
Drone?
Yeah! Did you say drone? Yes, drone. Very good.
Whoa.
Finally, the Taco Copter is here. It's a helicopter drone developed by some nerds in California. Just place your order in your smartphone, and moments later, tacos will drop from above. It's delivered by a drone helicopter. The bad news is it's illegal. FAA guidelines ban the use of drones for non-military purposes. Your only choice is to get your mouth classified as an enemy combatant.
Nah, Peter, I need us to revisit that. I'm digging this drone thing.
Really?
Well, what if it's got to be military operation? What if on the way to bombing somebody, they drop the tacos?
Drop a few tacos or something. Wow. Is this in California?
Something on the way.
Is this something in California?
Well, some guys in California thought it up, but it turns out they can't do it.
Well, what do you mean they thought it up? Everybody thought it up a long time ago. How many times have you been like, geez, I wish I had a taco? And you know what? I don't feel like going to get it. Wouldn't it be great if an unmanned drone dropped it?
Iran got a drone and wouldn't give it back.
Really? Oh, that's right.
And Obama asked for it. Go ahead.
Yeah. I need to get that drone back from him.
All right, how about Obama ordering a taco? Go.
Let me get 2 hard shells with taco and chicken. No, make a steak.
All
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Here is your last limerick.
I think Jaden's all turn out the same. It felt fresh then, but now it's just lame. It had so much hype, but he's just not the type. I regret that we gave him that...
name?
Yes, name. Very good. Parents, according to psychologists, a disorder known as baby name regret is on the rise. All of a sudden, you realize that maybe Laser Blast Cyclone may not have been the best name for your baby girl. Experts say it's caused by the baby name books, which offer too many choices, postpartum hormones, and the fact that you're Jay-Z and Beyonce. Carl, how did Marissa do in our quiz?
Marissa had a perfect game, Peter. Marissa, woo! 3 correct answers, so you win our prize.
Well done. Nice. Congratulations.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on the show. Good luck with the baby.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, 'cause I'm the that named you Sue.